It's Tuesday, the 31st of March, and day 10 of this quarantine diary. One of the more comical aspects of the Brexit fiasco was the revelation that almost nobody in the UK's political class seemed to have the faintest idea of how things actually got made. The whole phenomenon of globalisation, offshoring, and just-in-time manufacturing seems to have passed them by. One reason for that is probably the increasing professionalisation of politics. Many members of Parliament and an absolutely alarming number of Cabinet Ministers have never had a proper job. They've never made a payroll. They went to Oxford, they read PPE, they moved on to think tanks, they became special advisors to ministers, were rewarded with safe seats, got elected, and eventually made it to running the country. And not just Labour politicians either. David Cameron became Prime Minister, for example, without ever having had a proper job. And although Boris Johnson was Mayor of London for a while, there's not that much evidence that he ever did much actual work, on the grounds that that kind of thing is best left to those known to old Etonians as oiks. But while the political class was asleep over the last three decades, the industrial world changed, and long, complex supply chains became to be an essential part of manufacturing. And much of that manufacturing came to be done in China and Vietnam and India and other countries, for example, Northern Italy. So every time you opened a new iPhone, say, you saw the slogan, designed by Apple in California and manufactured in China, or worse to that effect. And it turned out that this didn't just apply to computer kit. It also applied to, for example, medicines and chemicals and other stuff. Now, none of this was of much interest to our politicians. And insofar as it was, it merely provided confirmation of how clever corporations were and how superior they were to clunky old government operations. But what Brexit revealed, to both corporate bosses and belatedly to the UK governing class, was that many of our supply chains were likely to be affected by leaving the EU, and that this might be a big deal for industrialists. And to that extent, it might pose also some political problems. But that was it. And then comes the coronavirus, and the UK government suddenly discovers that much of the critical stuff that was suddenly essential, things like PPE kits, ventilators, masks, had not been stockpiled, because governments had apparently stopped thinking ahead, but were actually made in some godforsaken place, Lombardy and Wuhan, to name just two, of which nobody in Westminster had ever heard. And these places were suddenly in lockdown, which is how we have wound up with frontline medics who don't have the vital protection gear they desperately need, and the UK having fewer ventilators than, say, New York State. And the moral of all this? Simple. Supply chains have a strategic dimension. They're not just a matter for the logistics wizards who work for corporations. Some things, it turns out, are just too important to be left to business. But because our political elites have been drinking neoliberal Kool-Aid for generations, with all its attendant guff about the primacy of markets and the supposed incompetence of the state, they fail to understand that there are circumstances where the state and the safety of its citizens matters far more than letting corporations do whatever they want. So here's my question for today. When this crisis is eventually over, will we have learned its lessons? Don't hold your breath.